The following is a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Tonight, the Breeze 94.5 heads out of the snow and into the jungle as the Hastings High Tigers get set to take on Class A Kearney.
And now Christian Ellsworth is going to inbound the ball here for Northwest. They get it to the 10-second line. Grabbing the ball there is McNeilis. He drives the ball down the lane to the basket. He goes, his shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is loose. And that's the ball game. Hastings High wins the ball game by one.
The weather might be ferocious outside, but inside the gym, the fans are getting ready to roar. It's the Hastings High Tigers, the Kearney Bearcats, and it's next on the Breeze 94.5. We'll start things off with the New Tech Seed pregame show. We take you courtside. For the call on tonight's game, here's Mike Will.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to the Hastings High Tiger Gym, the jungle, as we get set for boys and girls high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. It's the Hastings High Tigers and the Kearney High Bearcats here tonight. I'm Mike Will. We'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. You're right. It's snowy. It's windy. It's cold outdoors. But we're one of the very few high school basketball games that's going to be played tonight across the state of Nebraska. Kearney was willing to travel today. So here we are, Hastings High and Kearney getting set to go out at a boys-girls basketball doubleheader here tonight at the Tiger Gym. The girls' game is up first. Kearney is coming in, a record of 12 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Bearcats are ranked number 6 in the Lincoln Journal Star poll that was out this morning. Kearney is a team that has turned red hot all of a sudden. They have won 6 games in a row. They have won 8 out of their last 9. And during that 6-game winning streak, the Bearcats are averaging 61 points per ball game on offense, giving up just 32.1 points per ball game on defense. They're coming off of a win the other night over Omaha Northwest by 10 points at 58-48. Also played Grand Island over the weekend and beat the Islanders by the score of 51-35. So Kearney has lost 5 games so far this year. They dropped their season opener to Bellevue West 83-53. They lost to Millard South on the road 54-46. They lost to Fremont on the road 58-33. Then lost to North Platte just right after the first of the year in overtime, 53-50. And they have that loss to Omaha Westside, 74-43. So Kearney, a team that's been averaging 53 points per ball game in offense throughout the year, giving up just 43 on the defensive end. They're led by Kelsey Stidham, who is averaging 16.4 points per ball game for the Bearcats. Hastings High coming in, a record of 7 wins and 8 losses on the season. Tigers trying to inch over the 500 mark for the first time this season. Hastings has won a game. They have lost a game down the stretch. They've won a game, lost a game. That's kind of been the story the last 3 weeks for head coach Greg Mays and the Tigers. Hastings coming off of a loss to Class C1 opponent Adams Central the other night, losing here at home by a score of 59-51. This is the New Tech Seeds pregame show on the Breeze. New Tech Seeds, proud to bring you the pregame show here tonight. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. New Tech Seed is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all of your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. That's Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seeds. We'll come back and talk with the coaches as we continue here on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
And good evening and welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. I'm Tyus Nevronik as we get set to preview tonight's girls contest between the Kearney Lady Bearcats and the Hastings High Lady Tigers. We'll start things off at the jungle tonight. We're talking with the head man from the Kearney Bearcats. We have Jason Boyd on the line with us this evening. And Coach, appreciate the time.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about your Kearney Bearcats in particular before we kind of scout tonight's matchup. Kearney girls on a little bit of a roll here lately, 6 wins in a row. You've 8-2 in your last 10 games. So really, since you kind of hit 2014, hit that calendar change, you girls have been playing pretty good basketball.
Yeah, we've been playing pretty well. Our schedule kind of got a little bit easier for us of late. We played some really tough teams first semester, you know, some of our losses are to Fremont and Bellevue West and some schools like that that are, you know, ranked up there in the top few in the state. So we knew early on in the year we had the makings of what could be a pretty solid team. We were just playing a tough schedule early on, and then of late we knew we had some more winnable games, and we'd had some, you know, some questionable ones as well. And you know, we had a big win Saturday night, beat Northwest. They were actually ranked 6th in the World Herald last week, and so knocking them off last week was a big win for us.
And tempo, Coach, is such a key word on any basketball team. When Kearney is playing their best basketball, what a tempo are you playing at?
We definitely want to push in transition. You know, we like to kind of control things a little bit as far as we want to push it in transition for sure. We like to get easy baskets in transition. I mean, our first goal every time is to get a layup in transition or to get a quick post up in transition. But otherwise we like to get it out and run some sets. We run quite a few set plays as well. But it's more quick hitters. You know, we're not moving the ball side to side forever. But we definitely like to push the ball in transition. And our key this year has been when we played some of the Omaha Northwest, some of these teams we've beat that like to push it as well, has been our defensive transition has been really good for us. We focused on that a lot against some of these quality teams that really want to do the same thing we do. And so if we can push it in transition and limit the opponent's transition baskets, that helps us out a ton.
Once again, the Kearney Bearcats are taking on the Hastings High Lady Tigers tonight over at the Jungle. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. And, Coach, let's spend a few minutes and scout the Lady Tigers here for a second. And just looking at them record-wise, they're obviously a much improved team from where they were a year ago.
Yeah, and we knew that coming into the year. I always knew they were going to be much improved. You know, we didn't see them at conference tournament, but we had a little film on them just in case we were going to play them at conference tournament. And we knew they were, you know, last year they played some freshmen. They had a good freshman class. And now, you know, those girls, the year experience coming into this year. So they're only going to be better. And so we knew coming in that they're kind of where we were really a few years ago, and we were playing a lot of freshmen and took our lumps one year and then slowly just every year improved. And I could see Hastings doing that. And you could see it on film too. You can tell they're getting better. They play hard. They've always been that way. I think they play really hard. They crash the offensive glass really well. And so, you know, so those are some of our keys when we play teams like that. They kind of remind me a little bit of a Grand Island. They just play really hard and they really rebound well. Grand Island likes to push in transition and Hastings will as well. So, you know, those are things we kind of focus on and that we're going to focus on today or tonight in tonight's game.
And, Coach, it's always difficult when you play a team like Hastings on the road inside their home gymnasium. What's the message that you're going to tell your girls right before tip-off tonight?
Well, we got to be ready every game. Our schedule, I mean, the kids know it, too. You know, we've had a couple losses that I don't think we should have had this year, and I think our kids understand they got to be ready every game. You know, our goal every year is to put ourselves in position to have the best chance to make it to state, and to do that in Class A, the way the PowerPoints work and wild card and all that kind of stuff works, you got to get yourself in the right district because our district isn't preset like it is in the other classes. So we need to do well to put ourselves in the best position. And you know, you lose some of these games that maybe you're favored in, that just kills you for district time and putting yourself in, you know, position to play some teams that maybe you can beat at districts is kind of what we're trying to do all year long.
He is Coach Jason Boyd joining us on the New Tech Seed pregame show. Once again, we are just about ready to get set for tip-off, but we're going to turn things over to Mike Will. He is standing by with the Hastings High head man, Greg Mays, and that's to come right here on the New Tech Seed pregame show on The Breeze 94.5.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show as we get you set for Hastings High and Kearney tonight in girls high school basketball. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Greg Mays. And coach, sitting at 7-8 in the season, we've gotten to the 500 mark. I've not been able to get over. Now we're game under again after a loss last week to Adams Central.
Yep, and you know we'll have a battle here. We got four games coming up that I'm not sure many people will be picking us in. You know, we think we've got a chance to win them, but you know, just straight up picking would probably be an upset if we get some. So, you know, we're really going to have to battle, and we knew that coming in, and so I think the girls are ready for that challenge.
You guys just kind of enter this week and trying to do the best you can against this class A opponent, a team that looks like they're red hot right now.
Yeah, they are. They are, and they've been winning games, and they're a big, strong team. Just very physical and pack a zone in a little bit, and then they just, when you think they're packing it in, they start trapping you out of it. And so they do a lot of things, and very athletic and very seasoned against that Class A schedule. So, you know, we got our hands full.
Like I said, they won six games in a row, and during this six-game stretch, looks like they're scoring points up around 60 points per ball game during this stretch. So it looks like they've got their offense figured out, and they're playing pretty good defense too.
Yeah, they, you know, they got several different things. It's not the kind of team where you've got one scorer and you say, okay, let's start stopping her. They got a lot of people. They kind of score by committee, and lately they've all been getting their share, and so that makes them a very good team.
What type of team are we going to see tonight in Kearney?
Well, they can do a little bit of everything. You know, they got a couple guards who can play kind of a guard-centric game, which is kind of their deal. I mean, they've always been kind of a team that sets a lot of flare screens for their guards, a lot of picks on the ball for their guards. But they've also got a big girl inside who, you know, if you play her one-on-one, they're going to lob to her and they're going to score. So you add into that a couple forwards. So the cutback girl and the other, I just think they're good players. You know, they can do both. They can shoot and they can drive on you. And, of course, they're going to rebound because they're big and strong. So, you know, they come at you from a lot of angles. We're going to have to be very solid.
It looks like it's going to be a team that wants to work in transition, wants to play an up-tempo style of game. Is that what you saw out of them?
Well, I think they want their defense to turn into up-tempo. You know, if we can stop the turnovers, I don't think you'll see them pushing the ball too much. Now, I could be wrong, but, you know, I think if we're putting the ball in the basket and forcing them to rebound, then they're going to take their half-court possessions. But really what they want is they want to get out in half-court trap, and they want to turn that into transition. That's where they want to get the ball running.
What about the progress of your basketball team? Are you happy with it?
Oh, I think for the most part, you know, we're disappointed about how last week went. You know, that was really our first real adversity of the year. You know, we've lost some games, but to just top flight teams and other places we've played tough and, you know, kind of sometimes you win, sometimes you lose games. We felt like we didn't get started against Adams Central, and it really cost us. But I liked how they practiced afterwards. So, you know, again, you got a high character bunch of girls who've worked on their skills and keep progressing as a team, you know, kind of feeling things out a little bit as to who's our scorers and who's our rebounders. So, yeah, I think we're heading in the right direction there. We feel like we're still climbing towards districts.
All right, as we take a look at the ball game tonight, what are some of the things that you guys have to do tonight to stay in this thing?
Well, we want a quick start. You know, we definitely don't want them to get out on us. We don't want to be playing catch-up like we were against Adams Central. So we want a nice, solid start. Then number two, it's defense. You know, we're going to have to defend them. And it's not like we can cheat one way or cheat the other way. We're going to have to play them straight up, help each other when we need to, but not need help very often. We're going to have to be smart, and then we're going to have to rebound because they're a good enough offensive team with one shot. If they have two or three, we'll be cooked.
We got enough offense to stay with this team tonight?
I think so. You know, one thing, this has been a lot more enjoyable team to coach in some ways because our offensive skills are so much better. You know, we've really, really improved our ball handling, and we've got several people who can put it on the floor. We've really improved our shooting. You know, we've had lots of different girls score double figures this year. So, and, you know, we've always defended and rebounded hard. The effort areas have never been the problem. So I think we've got the kind of skill that it takes to score some points on them.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks.
Greg Mays, head coach for Hastings High. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beautyrest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze 94.5.
And welcome back to the jungle up at Hastings High tonight as we get set for a girls-boys basketball doubleheader featuring the Hastings High Tigers and the Kearney High Bearcats here tonight. The girls game is up first. Hastings coming in, a record of 7 wins, 8 losses on the season. Kearney coming in, they have won 6 games in a row. The Bearcats at 12-5 in the season, ranked number 6, according to the latest Lincoln Journal Star poll that was out this morning. We got the playing of the national anthem. We'll get you the starting lineups, and it's play-by-play coverage here tonight on the Breeze. Right now, the playing of the national anthem. So the playing of the national anthem here tonight as we get set for basketball between Hastings and Kearney. And by the looks of the crowd, the majority of the folks are hunkered down into their homes here tonight, probably by the nice roaring fire as the blizzard continues. The Kearney basketball team decided to travel here today. Thus, we have basketball here tonight. That's a Hastings High featuring the Tigers and the Bearcats here tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups here on the New Tech Seeds pregame show. They're brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, 3 convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. First of all, for Kearney, they're coached by Jason Boyd. We talked to him just a few minutes ago during our New Tech Seeds pregame show. You're going to start for Kearney tonight. It's going to be Claire Sickler. Sickler is a 5'4" senior. She's averaging 6 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Kelsey Stidham is a 5'7" junior. She is averaging 16.4 points and 2.7 rebounds per game. Skylar Snyder is a 5'10" sophomore. Snyder is averaging 8.8 points and 2.2 rebounds per game. Peyton Cutterback is a 5'7" senior. Cutterback is averaging 7 points and 6.8 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Kearney will be Brianna Miller. Miller is 6'3" and a junior. Miller averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds per ball game. Kearney is a team averaging 53 points per ball game in offense. They're giving up 43 on the defensive end. Kearney hitting 44% of their field goal tries this year, 30% from three-point territory, 63% from the free throw line. They get out rebounded by their opposition, 25-26. They average 15 turnovers per ball game. They force 17 on the defensive end. For the Hastings High Tigers, they will go this way. Libby Knappel is a 5'9" sophomore. Knappel is averaging 8.8 points and 4.6 rebounds per game. Annie Graylish is a 5'10" sophomore. Graylish averaging 5 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. Sophia Pankratz is a 5'7" sophomore, averaging 8.5 points and 6.1 rebounds per game. Maddie Stokes will get a start tonight for Hastings High, 5'9" and a senior. Stokes is averaging 2.3 points and 1 rebound per game. Elizabeth Franzen is the other starter for Hastings, a 5'10" junior. Franzen averaging 5 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. Hastings 7-8 on the season. They average 42.2 points per ball game in offense, give up 49.2 on the defensive end. Hastings hitting 36% of their field goal tries this year, 27% from three-point territory, 63% from the free throw line. They out-rebound their opposition 31-26. The Tigers average 18 turnovers per ball game, force 15 on the opposite end. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations at 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. It'll be Carney controlling the opening tip. They'll shoot to our basket to our right as they lob the ball inside. That's a Miller. She loses control of the ball and is picked up by Hastings. So Carney turns the ball away on the opening possession of the ball game here. The Tigers come back the other way as they drive the ball. This is a Napple with it. She takes it down on the low block, and she can be fouled into play. The foul is going to go on Brianna Miller of Carney. That's going to be her first foul and a first team foul on the Bearcats. So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. No score just underway between Hastings and Carney tonight. Girls high school basketball. The boys game will follow at 7:45 here tonight. Here's Franzen. She loses control of the ball as we picked up here by the Carney High Bearcats. So each team with a turnover to begin the ball game here tonight. On the wing is going to be Kelsey Stidham. She's the leading scorer here for the Bearcats as she backs it out into three-point territory. Comes across the top now. This is going to be Claire Sickler with the ball. Sickler getting away, moves it to the left wing. Bounce pass comes out here to Brianna Miller at the top of the key. Right side now to Kelsey Stidham. Free throw line extended. Back out on top as Carney works against his zone of Hastings High. Peyton Cutterback with the ball now to Claire Sickler. Just underway. We have played a minute here in girls high school basketball. No score between Carney and Hastings here tonight. On this snowy Tuesday, driving to the basket is going to be Sickler. Shot's going to be no good. Ball tapped down is picked up here by Skylar Snyder. Brings it back around to Sickler again on the wing on the right side. Drives the ball into the paint. Kicks it back out here into three-point territory. Driving for the hole. A shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good there by Skylar Snyder. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings High. Well, back with the basketball is Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz now to Franson over on the wing on the right side. As they work it back around the Carney zone defense down on the baseline, that's a Napple with the ball. She tries to send it to the opposite corner and throws the ball out of bounds. So two possessions for Hastings High, two turnovers on the Tigers. We have played about 2 minutes here in the ball game, 6:19 to go. Here in the opening quarter, no score between Hastings and Carney here tonight in girls high school basketball. Carney will bring things up slowly as they bring it into the offensive zone, spinning right side of the lane, twisting and turning in the lane. A shot is up there and in. Skylar Snyder scores there for Carney. She took it right to the hole and scores with it. 2-0 is the score. Carney has got the lead. Hastings wanted to weather the storm initially here from Carney High. They needed to have a good first quarter to stay in this thing. They're trailing in the ball game now by a score of 2-0. Tigers come back with the basketball. This is a Pankratz with it now. Pankratz moves it over here on the wing. A shot is taken there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Carney. Here come the Bearcats on the break with a 2-0 lead. There's a feed inside. Going to be deflected away. Picked up by that's a Sickler on the wing on the left side. She drives the ball in the hole. Her shot's up and in. Claire Sickler scoring there for Carney. That's her first field goal in the ball game. That's a 4-0 ball game. The Bearcats out on top of Hastings High here tonight. Again, the Tigers having problems with a dribble, and now we got a jump ball called here. Hastings High out here in 3 points territory having problems with a dribble. That was Maddie Stokes, who's getting the start tonight for Bailey Pencil, who will not play. Bailey Pencil has got the flu and is not suited up for the Tigers here tonight. 4-0 is the score. 5:21 to play here in the first quarter from the Tiger Gym here in Hastings. 4-0 is the score. The Carney High Bearcats with the lead. Here's Pankratz with the ball. Pankratz goes to Graylish at the free throw line. Throws it down in the corner to Maddie Stokes. Back to the elbow on the left side. A shot by Graylish is up there. It's off of the heel of the iron. No good. Rebound to Carney. 4-0 is the score. Here's a bounce pass and the lane's going to be kicked. Skylar Snyder sending the ball into the lane there. It was kicked out of bounds there by the Tigers. So it's going to be Carney inbounding the ball, baseline right side, underneath their own basket with 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. 4-0, Carney has got the lead. They just lobbed the ball into the lane. There's a Snyder with it. Her short jumper is up there at in. Skylar Snyder hits her second field goal of the ball game, and Carney has got the lead over Hastings. It is 6-0 here over the Tigers. Elizabeth Franzen with the ball now for Hastings High, gives it away. Pankratz driving for the hole. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Pankratz hit the deck there for Hastings High, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the Carney High Bearcats, so we'll have some free throws coming up here. The foul is going to go on Brianna Miller. That's going to be her second foul, team foul number 2 on the Bearcats. Going to the free throw line is going to be a Pankratz for Hastings High, and a shot is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the front end of the two-shot foul there. Bancraft's normally a pretty good foul shooter. She's hitting 80% of her foul shots so far this year. 41 out of 51 coming in here. 6-0 is the score. Kearney has got a 6-point lead already on the Tigers. As Pancratz eyes the bucket, second shot is up there. That one is good, so she hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And the Tigers are on the scoreboard with 4 minutes and 46 seconds to play. So Hastings High going about to 3 minutes and 15 seconds here at the ball game without scoring. Now Kearney has got the ball back the other way, shooting to our basket to our right in their blue and black uniforms. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there. The shot taken by Skylar Snyder again. The rebound comes down to Pancratz of Hastings High. She has the basketball tipped away. Here at the 10-second line, that's the fourth turnover on Hastings. Driving for the basket and scoring is going to be Claire Sickler. Sickler's now got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ball game. It's 8-1. Kearney has got the lead here over Hastings. There's Knappel driving the baseline. A reverse layup is up there and in. Libby Knappel scoring there for Hastings High. That's the first field goal for the Tigers. Took about 4 minutes to get a two-pointer down. It's now an 8-3 ball game. Kearney has got the lead, driving the baseline. There's a shot off of the baseline by Stidham. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. Kelsey Stidham moving the ball from the right corner toward the goal. She is fouling the play here. Now Stidham will go to the free throw line after being fouled in the play by Libby Knappel of Hastings High. So Stidham to the free throw line, is 78% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there and in. Stidham is 70 out of 89 from the free throw line coming in here. She's averaging 16.4 points per ball game. And she gives Kearney a 6-point lead early in the ball game here, 9-3. Stidham will have one more. Looks up there. The shot is good. Perfect. Right down through the hole, and Kearney has built a 7-point lead early on Hastings High. It is a 10-3 ball game. Now the Bearcats applying some pressure here in backcourt. That's going to be Pancratz with the ball. They get it to a Franzen. Franzen moves it over on the wing on the right side as Kearney stays with a zone defense here. There's an entry pass inside. Franzen grabs the ball, goes for the hole. Her shot is up there at the end. Elizabeth Franzen scores. She's averaging 5 points per ball game. Hastings High back to within 5 points. 10-5 is the score just underway here at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High tonight. And on their sideline, dribbling the ball is going to be Sickler. She comes out on top now as they work against the Hastings man-to-man. They get the ball into the hands of Kelsey Stidham, and she will set things up out here in 3 points territory. Goes on the high post, now drops the ball down low, mishandling the ball. There is Sickler out of bounds. There's Sickler just to the right of the goal, mishandles the ball, and goes out of bounds. That's the second turnover on Kearney here in the ball game. 10-5 the score. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hastings High coming back with the ball with a chance to cut into the lead right here. Annie Graylish comes over here to Johnson, who's into the ball game. Jamie Johnson, her pass is deflected. It is loose in the lane, and now we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Kearney. It's going to go on Kelsey Stidham. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 3 on the Bearcats. Hastings High with one foul here in the first quarter. 3 minutes and 1 second to go. Hastings is trailing by a score of 10-5. Tigers have the ball. They're in their offensive zone. They throw it out here into the 10-second line. It's grabbed here by Jamie Johnson. Johnson comes over to Pancratz. Entry pass to get it to Graylish. Her shot is up there in. And a Graylish scoring from the elbow left side of the lane. She cans one. And Hastings High is back within 3 points here. It's now 10-7. Kearney has got the lead. Bearcats with the ball, twisting left side of the lane. We got a whistle, and we got a foul called here. Working with the ball over there for Kearney was a Snyder. But a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. That's a second team foul called on Hastings. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Anna Graylish of Hastings. That's going to be her first. So 3 fouls on Kearney, 2 on Hastings High. 10-7 is the score. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter from the Tiger Gym. They will play things in underneath their own basket. Kearney working with the ball here. That's going to be Brianna Miller with the ball. Comes over here on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Cutterback. They get it back out here into 3 points territory. Kelsey Stidham with the ball. Their leading scorer. Stidham comes across the top. Over here to Peyton Cutterback. The ball high above her head. Bounce pass goes inside. Working with the ball is Snyder. Shots up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. So Snyder getting some easy looks right in the lane there for Kearney High. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Libby Knappel of Hastings. That's going to be her second. So 2 fouls now on Knappel. It's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line is going to be Skylar Snyder. Shot is up there and in. Snyder's been averaging 8 points per ball game. She's got 5 already here in the first quarter. She's a 55% foul shooter on the season. She cans her first free throw here. Next shot is up there. The shot is good. So she hits a couple of free throws, and Kearney back out to a 5-point lead now, 12-7 in girls' high school basketball action here tonight. Here comes Pancratz with the ball now as we approach the 2-minute mark here in the first quarter from the Tiger Gym. Over on the wing is going to be Jamie Johnson. She gets away, takes it down the baseline to Graylish, and Graylish is standing out of bounds. Johnson sends a pass down there. Graylish receives the ball right to the right side of the basket, and her right foot was out of bounds. Five turnovers on Hastings here in the first quarter. 12-7 to score. Kearney has got a five-point lead over the Tigers here tonight. Again, as they pound the ball inside. That's a shot by Snyder. It's up there. No good. Offensive rebound. It's lost, though. Comes to the corner. It's retrieved here by the Bearcats. They keep it from going out of bounds, and here comes Kearney on the offensive attack again. That's Snyder with the ball. She spins at the elbow. Now the ball is knocked loose. The scramble is on. Two, three, four players at the deck. We got a jump ball called. A jump ball is called. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Bearcats. So we will stay right here. Kearney will inbound the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. High school basketball tonight on the breeze. KOIQ 94.5. Hastings and Kearney tonight from the Tiger Gym in Hastings. Kearney working with the ball, driving the baseline. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Kearney basketball. Again, the Bearcats driving the ball to the hole there. Taking the shot was Kelsey Stidham. They couldn't get it to go down, and now the Bearcats will play things in. As the ball was swatted out of bounds, Stidham will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kearney's got a 12-7 lead. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good there. The shot taken by Cutterback, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Down the right sideline, Johnson has got the ball, drives it to the hole. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down. Johnson comes out of there with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here to Knappel. She spins on the low block left side. Her pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted here by Kearney coming back the other way. As Stidham takes the ball to the goal. Her shot is up there at in. Kelsey Stidham with a steal and a field goal on the offensive end. Stidham with 4 points. And Kearney has doubled up the score on the Tigers. It is 14-7. Johnson has got the ball. Now to Pankratz back in the offensive zone for Hastings High. Here's Knappel at the top of the key. Right side, that's going to be Pankratz with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Top of the circle is Elizabeth Franzen. Franzen gets it back out here to Pankratz, dribbling with the ball. Sends it back to Franzen. Dribbles inside the three-point arc. Back out now to Pankratz. She takes it to the elbow. Now to Franzen again as they play catch with it on the right side of the lane. Franzen down in the low block on the right side. Driving the ball to the hole now is going to be Johnson. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot by Graylish no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Kearney basketball. So the Tigers can't convert right at point-blank range there. We're down to 24.1 seconds to play in the first quarter. Kearney has got a 7-point lead over Hastings in girls high school basketball tonight, 14-7. Kearney will bring the ball up now as they get some instructions from their head coach here on the near sideline, Jason Boyd. They'll walk in the offensive zone here, and they'll probably play for one final shot of this first quarter. Kelsey Stidham with the ball, goes on a high post. That's a Brianna Miller. There's a pass that can be dropped down low, and it's going to be intercepted here by Hastings High, but a foul in backcourt. It was intercepted by Johnson. A turnover on Kearney, their third of this first quarter to play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Abby Roy of Kearney. That's going to be her first foul. And now Hastings will have a chance here with 4.8 seconds to play. Maddie Stokes is going to come into the ballgame now for Hastings High with 4.8 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Tigers will inbound the ball. Johnson will get things into Pankratz. Races it across the 10-second line. Stops, throws up a 30-footer. It's off of the mark. No good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books tonight in girls high school basketball from the Tiger Gym. The score, Kearney 14, Hastings High 7. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on the Breeze.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. With a You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5, also at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hastings trailing Kearney 14-7 in girls high school basketball as the Tigers turn the ball away to begin the second quarter of play. An enforced turnover out here in three-point territory is thrown into the nickel seats here on the near sideline. Six turnovers on Hastings so far in the ballgame. Kearney has got a 14-7 lead over Hastings High as the Bearcats will attack here in their offensive zone. Shooting to our basket to our right here. Snyder, shot from 17, is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Abby Roy, and a follow shot is up and in. Abby Ray picking up the field goal there for Kearney. Ray is a 5'10" senior who's into the ball game now. Gets her first field goal, and Kearney has built a 16-7 lead now over the Hastings High Tigers. Here's Jamie Johnson with the ball. Entry pass. Graylish at the free throw line. She banks one home. And a Graylish scoring there. She's got two field goals and 4 points now for Hastings. 16-9. Tigers down by 7 points here in the ball game. Here's a Snyder with the ball. Snyder sends it out on top. They get it out there to a cutback now on the far side. That's going to be Stidham. She fakes the three, dribbles inside, and puts up a little 12-footer. It's good. Kelsey Stidham hits her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 6 points. 18-9 now. Kearney has got the lead. Jamie Johnson gets away on the near sideline. She is hit as she heads toward the basket there. The foul is going to be called here on Kearney High. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Bearcats. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on Kearney. Is this going to be called on Claire Sickler? That's going to be her first. So 5 team fouls on Kearney. Hastings has got 3 with the second quarter. 6:42 to play. Hastings trailing by the score of 18-9. Tigers with the ball. Here's a Jamie Johnson down to Pankratz. Free throw line extended left side. Pankratz looking, comes across the top again. Johnson has got the ball, brings it back to Pankratz. The ball is going to be tipped into the scorer's table out of bounds. Hastings High will play things in. High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. KOIQ 94.5. Also online at KOIQFM.com. Snowy Tuesday, one of the very few games being played in the state of Nebraska here tonight, is here at the Tiger Gym, where Kearney has got a 9-point lead over Hastings, 18-9. Tigers wicking with the ball here against a man-to-man defense from Kearney on their offensive end. Anna Graylish with the ball at the top of the key to Pankratz. Comes to the near sideline. That's a Johnson with the ball. Johnson spins left side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Goes out to Franzen. Drops the ball down low. There's a shot up and in. Annie Graylish. Anna Graylish getting the assist there from Elizabeth Franzen. Graylish has now got 6 points in the ball game. The Tigers back to within 7 points. 18-11 with 5:50 to play. Here's the second quarter from the Tiger Gym tonight. Ray has got the ball right at the free throw line down for Kearney. Gives the ball up at the top of the key to Stidham. Bounce back down to Ray. Her shot is up and in. Abby Ray hits her second field goal here in the quarter. She's got 4 points, and Kearney is out on top by a score of 20-11. Pankratz with the ball, hustling back the other way for Hastings. Pulls up on the wing. On the right side, about 25 feet away from the basket, comes over here to the near side. That's going to be Maddie Stokes with the ball. Maddie Stokes gives it back now to Pankratz. He dribbles the ball down to the baseline. Stop there. Comes back out of the wing. Here's a shot by Elizabeth Franz, and it's going to be too strong. And the rebound comes down to Ray. Outlet pass. Here comes Estida. Back the other way. A driving layup is up and in by Snyder, and she's fouling the play. Skylar Snyder has got 6 points already, or check that, 8 points already here in the first half of play, and she is fouled in the play here. Snyder's got 3 field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. And now she'll go to the charity stripe one more time here. She'll have a shot. Try to make this a 3-point play. Knappel comes back into the ball game. Johnson comes to the bench. Jamie Johnson picks up the personal foul for the Tigers. That's going to be her first. Snyder's free throw is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Snyder grabs the ball, though. Snyder sends the ball back inside. There's a shot up there by Ray that's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Tigers having problems getting the ball out of there. There comes Pankratz with the ball. So it's 22-11. Kearney has built a double-digit lead already here in the second quarter. There's Knappel. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by Abby Ray. Abby Graham coming into the ball game now for Kearney. Graham checks in there for the first time tonight. Abby is a 5'7" senior, averaging 2 points and about 1 rebound per game. Kearney has got an 11-point lead over Hastings, 22-11. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected away from Graylish. Kearney's got the ball streaking back the other way. A driving layup is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot by Stidham. That's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. Matty Stokes with a rebound there for Hastings High. Gets it now to Pankratz, and she hustles back the other way here for the Tigers. Pankratz will now work against the zone of Kearney. Looks like a 2-3 zone. A cross-court pass is going to be intercepted. a turnover here. That's his seventh turnover on Hastings High. Stidham has got the ball back the other way. A shot is up and in. That's Claire Sickler getting the feed from Stidham. Stidham gets the assist. Claire Sickler gets the field goal. Sickler now with 6 points in the ball game. And Kearney has opened up a 24-11 lead. So just what head coach Greg Mays didn't want. As he talked in the pregame show, that's the fall behind Kearney. They have to play from behind against his basketball team tonight. Hastings has not played very well so far here in this first half of play. Napoli has got the ball to Pankratz. Comes over here to Matty Stokes for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound to Ray. Ray's outlet pass comes over here to Stidham. She's got a two-on-two break. Back the other way. Her driving layup is going to be no good. The ball poked out. It's picked up by Hastings. Libby Napoli has got the ball. Now to Pankratz. She runs her back the other way. The Tigers in their white uniforms tonight. Trimmed and lettered in the orange and the black. Kearney is in their blue uniforms tonight. Trimmed and lettered in the black and the white. Driving for the basket is going to be Napoli. Shot is up there. No good. She is hacked on the arm. Libby Napoli will go to the free throw line here for Hastings High, being fouled into play. That's going to go on Abby Ray. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number six on the Bearcats. Going to the free throw line is going to be Napoli for Hastings. She's a 55% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. That one rims off. No good. Coming to the ball game now is going to be Brianna Obermiller. Obermiller comes in for Kearney. Also, Jimmy Johnson returns to the lineup for Hastings head coach Greg Mays. Here comes the next free throw by Napoli. It's up there and in. So she gets one out of two from the free throw line. 24-12 now. Kearney is out to a 12-point lead. We're down to 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter from the Tiger gym, there's a ball deflected in the backcourt. It's picked up here by Napoli. She grabs it and drives it and shoots it and scores it. Libby Napoli gets the field goal there. She steals the ball away. That's going to be the fourth turnover on Kearney. So it's now a 24-14 ball game. Here's another steal, but the Tigers can't save it. Here in the offensive zone for the Kearney High Bearcats, Hastings is in a man-to-man defense. Kearney working with the ball. There's a pass on a high post. Cutterback has got it. Cutterback holds it, comes across the top now. That's going to be Stidham. She drives it down the left side of the lane. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Looks like an offensive foul is going to be called here on Kearney. It's going to be on Claire Sickler. Sickler picks up her second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number seven on the Bearcats. Back down to the scorers table, checking in. There's going to be Skylar Snyder. So Skylar Snyder comes back into the ball game for Kearney, replacing Claire Sickler. 24-14, Kearney has got the lead. Led at the end of the first quarter by a score of 14-7. Tigers dribbling with the ball. This is going to be Pankratz with it down in the corner. Napoli lobs the ball inside. That's Franzen with the ball, working on the baseline, and a foul is going to be called. Elizabeth Franzen trying to put a move on down there in the low block on the right side and draws the personal foul from the Bearcats. The personal foul is going to go on Kearney. We're going to have some free throws here. This will be a one-and-one situation coming up for Elizabeth Franzen. Skylar Snyder picks up the personal foul for Kearney. That's going to be your first. So Franzen to the free throw line is 64% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there. That's going to be no good. She won't get the bonus. The rebound comes down to Kearney. 2.5 to play. Bearcats with a 24-14 lead here over Hastings High. Girls High School basketball action here tonight. Snyder, her shot is going to be no good over Franzen. Elizabeth Franzen grabs the rebound for the Tigers. Gets away now to Pankratz, running back the other way. Dribbles back to the center of the floor. Out to Johnson for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. A foul is going to be called. So Jamie Johnson throws up the three from the right side of the lane. That would not go. Now a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. That's going to go on Napoli. That's going to be her third. So Libby Napoli in some foul trouble here with three personal fouls. Again, Bailey Petzl is not playing for the Tigers today. One of the starters. He is out with a flu and will not play tonight. And now Napoli has got three personal fouls. Here's Snyder driving for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Skylar Snyder has got 10 points here in the first half for Kearney. She's been averaging 8.8 on the season. And Kearney has opened up a 12-point lead now at 26-14. A minute and 50 seconds to play. Here's Pankratz with the ball down in the corner. Napoli, and she's been called for the steps. Napoli trying to drive the baseline from the left corner toward the goal. Whistle for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 8 on Hastings High. In this first half of play, the Tigers have been averaging 18 per game on the season. Kearney has got a 12-point lead, 26-14. There's Snyder's shot. It's going to be up there. No good. She misses the driving layup, and the rebound is going to be loose, and we got a foul called here. Personal foul is going to go on Kearney as the girls are battling for the rebound underneath the basket there. That's going to go on Abby Graham. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 9 on the Carney. So we'll walk to the other end of the floor now. Elizabeth Franzen is going to go to the free throw line. She's got 2 points tonight. She is 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Franzen, a 64% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's good. Hastings is a team hitting 63% from the free throw line, 36% from the field, 27% from three-point territory. Now 26-15, Carney with a lead. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to the Bearcats. There comes Carney back the other way. Stidham's pass in the lane. A shot's taken there, but a foul is going to be called. It was blocked down, but Snyder was fouled into play. And now Skyler Snyder, who's been everything for Carney here in this first half, will go to the free throw line and try to tack on a couple of more. Franzen picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. So Skyler Snyder to the free throw line to shoot two. Her first shot is up there and in. Snyder, a 55% foul shooter in the season. She's hit 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe here in the first half. Snyder's got 11 points in the ballgame. 27-15, Carney has got the lead. Next shot is up there and in. 28-15, Carney with the lead here in quarter number 2. Hastings High comes back with the ball with 1:26 to play. Pankratz has got it. Now to Knappel. Lobs it outside here to Johnson. Jamie Johnson comes across the top to Pankratz. Carney is in a zone defense. Looks like a 2-3 zone here against Hastings High. Jamie Johnson on the wing. Cross-court pass comes over here to Pankratz. Throws up a three-pointer. It's off of the back iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. Carney grabs it. Here come the Bearcats down the near sideline. That's going to be Sickler with the ball. Drives it to the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is going to be no good. That shot taken by Obermiller. Now we got a foul call on the rebound. So a couple of shots at the hole there for Carney. They couldn't convert. And then a personal foul is going to be called here on the Bearcats. And we walk to the other end of the floor now to shoot some free throws. That's going to be on Peyton Cutterback. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 10 on Carney here in the first half. Hastings has got 6. 55.9 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter. All Carney so far here in girls high school basketball. 28-15 is the score. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. No good. This is Anna Graylish at the line. She'll have one more. Maddie Stokes comes back into the ball game. Here comes Knappel to the bench. Annie Graylish, a 56% foul shooter on the season, and she misses her first shot. Second one is up there. It's good. So she nails 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings High now trailing by a dozen. 28-16 here in the ball game. Abby Graham with the ball now for Carney. Dribbles here on the near side. Graham out here in 3-point territory. Gets it into the hands of Skyler Snyder. She comes out here. Top of the key to a cutback. Carney maybe electing to play for the final shot here of the second quarter with a 28-16 lead. Driving down the right side of the lane is Snyder. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Pankratz has got the ball with 30 seconds to play. Pankratz runs her back the other way for Hastings. Inside the free throw circle. Kicks it back out here in a traveling violation. Pankratz with some dribble penetration threw it out of the wing on the right side. And a traveling violation is called on Maddie Stokes. Nine turnovers so far on the Hastings High Tigers. Carney has got the ball now as they bring it back into their offensive zone. We're down to 15 seconds to play. That's a Stidham with the ball. Kelsey Stidham as she's picked up there by Pankratz. Pankratz goes for the steal. The ball is jarred loose. We have a jump ball called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Carney, so we'll say right here. Pankratz got a jump ball situation with Stidham, but the arrow is pointing in the wrong direction. So Carney High will play things in with 9.1 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Carney is out on top by a score of 28-16. Stidham has got the ball out here near the 10-second line. Again, Pankratz right in the grill defensively. Stidham works it behind the screen, drives the ball to the elbow. Left side, her shot is up there. It's around the rim, falls off, no good. And that is the end of the second quarter to play. We have reached halftime here tonight in girls high school basketball from the Tiger Gym at Hastings High. And our score at halftime, it is Carney 28, Hastings High 16. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owners insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owners insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Tiger Gym. We're at Hastings High here tonight. Girls High School basketball with a boys game immediately following this one at about 7:45 tonight, with Hastings High taking on Kearney here tonight. In the girls ball game, it's all Kearney. Bearcats out on top of Hastings High here at the break by a score of 28-16. Our halftime show is brought to you by the Allen Superstore in Hastings. Get more for your dollar at locally owned and operated Allen Superstore. Allen's has everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and a wine cellar. They will beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised in-store specials. So why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore? You get more Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. So as Kearney, who jumped out to an early 6-0 lead here in the ball game tonight, Hastings High finally got on the scoreboard with a free throw at 4:46 to play. It was a 6-1 lead right there at that point by the Kearney High Bearcats. Hastings finally getting their first field goal a couple of minutes later, but by then the Tigers were down in the ball game by 7 at 10-3. Hastings came back to pull within 3 points at 10-7. Kearney scores the last 4 points in the first quarter to make it 14-7 at the end of one. Kearney again scores 14 points in quarter number two as they outscored Hastings High 14-9 in the quarter. Kearney got a double-digit lead at 22-11, led 24-11, 28-15, and that's the way we stand right now, 28-16, as Hastings High is trailing here at halftime to the sixth-ranked team in Class A, the Kearney Bearcats. Leading the way in scoring so far for Kearney, you've got Skylar Snyder. She has got 12 points. Snyder has got 4 field goals, and she is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Leading the way for Hastings High so far has been Anna Graylish. She has got 7 points in the ballgame, 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Again, we're at halftime. Hastings High is trailing Kearney in girls high school basketball tonight by a score of 28-16. You're listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. We'll have more right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back in the Allen Superstore Halftime Show here tonight from the jungle up at Hastings High. Girls High School basketball, 28-16. Kearney has got the lead over the Tigers here tonight. As we mentioned, throughout much of the first half, this is the only game probably around in our area here tonight as far as basketball is concerned. Most of the other games are either postponed or canceled or moved around here this week. That includes several conference tournaments that we'll be following on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. It includes action in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament, the Southern Nebraska Conference Tournament, the Twin Valley, and the Fort Kearney. All those games were wiped out tonight by these snowy conditions across the state, and they'll be made up either Wednesday and Thursday with championship games and semifinals slated for later on in the week. So it's going to put a damper into some of the activities here tonight across the state, and it's going to make the schedule makers try to draw something out for the rest of the week as action will continue in those tournaments on Wednesday, weather permitting, and on Thursday in some of the tournaments as well throughout the area here this week. Regular season matchup between Kearney and Hastings High here tonight. Kearney has got the lead 28-16 over the Tigers after leading 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. Only four people have scored for Hastings here in the first half. As we mentioned, Anna Graylish is leading the way. She's got 7 points. Graylish has got 3 field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Also scoring the first half was Libby Knappel. Knappel's got 5 points. She's got 2 field goals. She is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, but she's also got 3 personal fouls. 3 points for Elizabeth Franzen. She has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And Sophia Pankratz, she's got 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, 1 point in the basketball game here tonight. Hastings High, 4 out of 8 from the charity stripe in the first half for 50%. Unofficially, 9 turnovers in the basketball game for the Tigers. Kearney is being led so far by Skylar Snyder. She has got 12 points in the ball game. Snyder has got 4 field goals, and she is 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Snyder has got 12 points here at the break. Kelsey Stidham, she's got a couple of field goals, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 6 points. Claire Sickler, she has got 3 field goals and 6 points. And Abby Ray has been in the ball game. She's nailed a couple of free throws, actually a couple of field goals. She's got 4 points here at the break. Kearney is currently 6 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half, and unofficially they have 4 turnovers in the basketball game. So Hastings High is trailing the Kearney High Bearcats here at the break by a score of 28-16. Head coach Greg Mays talked in the pregame show tonight about a rugged 4-game stretch for Hastings High. After this one, the Tigers will see Omaha Scott Catholic. That will be a home game on February the 8th. And Hastings will hit the road playing at Crete on February the 11th. And will play a home game against Waverly on February the 13th. All those teams with 500 records or better. Then the Tigers will finish off the season with games against Aurora and the Islanders out of Grand Island. For Kearney, after this one tonight, they haven't got a ball game against Lincoln North Star coming up later on this week on, looks like, Friday night. That'll be a home game with Lincoln North Star. They'll play at Columbus on this Saturday night. Come back next week with a couple of games at Lincoln Southwest and a home game against Norfolk. And then Kearney will finish off the regular season on February the 21st with a road game playing at Lincoln Southeast. The Bearcats have won 6 games in a row coming into the basketball game here tonight. Hastings High, they have lost 2 out of their last 3 as they get ready to play in the second half. Hastings losing to Adams Central and Grand Island Northwest during this little run here. Gothenburg sandwiched in between them. They picked up a win back on January the 25th at home, 49-35. So it's 28-16 is our score here at halftime as the Hastings High Tigers are trailing the Kearney High Bearcats in girls high school basketball. We've got the boys game coming up next here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Then tomorrow night, in fact, we got sports activity for you for the rest of the week. Tomorrow night, here on The Breeze, we have got men's college basketball as Nebraska will play at Michigan. Pregame show will be at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. The tip-off at 5:30. Thursday night, we'll have girls high school basketball from Grand Island. St. Cecilia taking on Central Catholic beginning at 7:15. Friday night, we've got USHL hockey, the Tri-City Storm, playing at Waterloo with a pregame show at 6:15. You've been listening to the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show here tonight. Kearney with a lead over Hastings High, 28-16. We've got the second half coming up next.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As we come back, Hastings High taking the opening shot from underneath the basket. They begin the second half. That one was taken by Graylish. Franzen lost the ball out of bounds for the Tigers, so it'll be Kearney playing the ball in. And now Hastings High attacking here in backcourt, but Kearney breaks it easily as they bring the ball into the offensive zone. They've got a 28-16 lead here over Hastings High. They go right to work inside. A shot is up there and in. Brianna Miller, she's got the advantage inside. Brianna Miller is 6'3" and a junior. She scores easily there for Kearney. And the Bearcats are now out to a 30-16 lead over Hastings. There's a long-range jumper from the far side. It's going to be no good by the Tigers. That is from Maddie Stokes. Running back the other way. On the break, there's Snyder with the ball. Her shot is up and in. Skylar Snyder scoring there. She's now got 14 points in the ball game for Kearney. And the Bearcats have doubled the score on the Tigers. It is 32-16 in girls high school basketball. Kearney applying some pressure now. Hastings High brings it back to their offensive zone. Pankratz has passed down the right sideline. Is intercepted. Turnover number 10. Back the other way. Here's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Stidham. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Pankratz has got the rebound for the Tigers. 32-16. Kearney has got the lead on a snowy Tuesday here. Maddie Stokes has got it on the far sideline. Entry pass to Franzen. Down in the corner to Knappel. Fakes the three. Twisting and turning. Right side of the lane. Entry pass. They get it inside. That's Franzen. The shot is up and in. Elizabeth Franzen scoring an old short J there in the lane from about to 5 feet away. She's got 5 points in the ball game. 32-18. The Tigers are trailing here in the contest. Snyder has the ball knocked out of her hands out of bounds by Franzen, and Kearney will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. High school basketball tonight here on the Breeze. Also online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And, of course, online at KOIQFM.com. 32-18. Hastings High trailing the Kearney High Bearcats. There's an entry pass. Stidham, she can't do anything but the ball. Comes out here on the wing. Lobs the ball back inside. Miller can't control it. She tries to save it. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be a turnover on Kearney. Not a very good offensive possession there for the Bearcats. They turn it over for the fifth time here in the ball game. But Kearney has got a 14-point lead over Hastings, 32-18. A couple of minutes gone here in the third quarter. Bearcats attacking here in backcourt. Hastings approaching the 10-second line. They're bringing it into the offensive zone. That's in Knappel as she goes inside now to Franzen. Her shot's no good from point-blank range, but she's hacked on the arm. And a foul is going to be called here on Kearney. It's going to go on Brianna Miller. That's going to be your third foul. And Franzen will go to the free throw line for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ball game. One out of two from the free throw line. She sinks her first free throw here. She'll have one more. She was mauled in the act of shooting. Makes the score 32-19. Next free throw is up there and in. So Franzen hits a couple of free throws. Here comes Jamie Johnson into the ball game now. Maddie Stokes will check out here for Hastings head coach Greg Mays and the Tigers. 32-20. Hastings High trailing here in the ball game. Kearney has got the ball, working against the pressure here in backcourt. Stidham has got the ball in the offensive zone. Stidham dribbling the ball, takes it down on the baseline, stops in the low block as she's picked up there by Johnson, trying to get away. Stidham dumps the ball off inside, and the shot is up and in. Brianna Miller scores. That's her second field goal of the quarter. She's got 4 points. It's now 34-20. The sixth-ranked team in Class A, the Kearney High Bearcats, stretching out their lead here. Here's the ball. It's going to be deflected out of bounds by Stidham right in front of the Hastings bench. Tigers will play things in. 5:24 to play here in the third quarter. 34-20. Kearney has got the lead. There's a Sophia Pankratz to play things in. They get it to Anna Graylish. Bounce pass down low to Franzen. Can't do anything with the ball, and then she throws it into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up here by Pankratz, but an over and back violation on Hastings. Turnover number 11 on Hastings High. Kearney has got five. Tigers fell behind 14-7 after the first quarter. 28-16 at halftime, and right now it's 34-20. Kearney has got the lead with 5:17 to play in this third period. Bearcats have the ball deep in the left corner. There's a long pass inside. Another foul is going to be called. Stidham just lobs the ball in from the left corner toward the goal. Brianna Miller grabbing it. She is fouled in the play here by Anna Graylish of Hastings. That's going to be the second foul on Graylish. Brianna Miller goes to the free throw line for two shots. Her first one is up there. It's good. Miller's a 52% foul shooter in the season. That's her first one tonight. He's down 13 out of 24 from the free throw line, and the Tigers are down by 15 points here. Next shot is up there. It is good by Brianna Miller. Down 36-20 in favor of the Kearney High Bearcats. Hastings with the ball here in backcourt. Pankratz has got it. Goes over to Johnson. Jamie Johnson in the offensive zone. She is double-teamed. Annie Graylish over here to Pankratz on the wing. Right side. Drives the ball toward the goal. Her running one-hander is off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Franzen. Gets it back out here on the wing. Back down to Franzen on the baseline. Franzen is double-teamed. Dribbles out into three-point territory. Johnson bombs away from three. Her shot good. Jamie Johnson nails a three-pointer. She's only been hitting 22% of her trays, but she takes one there and went right through the hole. 36-23. Hastings down by 13 here in the third quarter. Sidham lobs the ball inside again. The Miller shot is up there, no good, and she's fouled in a play. Well, the Tigers just have nobody that can cover Brianna Miller inside, and Carney is going to work in the block now. Miller goes to the free throw line after being fouled in the play. Jamie Johnson picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Brianna Miller to the free throw line. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Miller, a 52% foul shooter on the season. Carney is the team hitting 63% of their free throw tosses this year. 4:30 to play in the third quarter. Hastings down by 13 points. Second shot by Miller is going to be no good. Rebound, Tigers. Tigers have the ball off the missed free throw. Johnson has got it. There's a pass into the forecourt now to Pankratz, to Franzen. Nice pass across the lane. The shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. That's Libby Knappel getting the field goal there for the Tigers, and she was hit on the arm there by Claire Sickler. That's going to be her third personal foul. So Libby Knappel will go to the free throw line for one shot. She is one out of two from the line so far tonight. She's got 7 points in the ball game. The Tigers are back to within 11 now. 36-25 the score. Carney has got the lead. Knappel toes the mark for a free throw. It's up there. The shot good. So a three-point play the old-fashioned way by Libby Knappel. And Hastings High is back to within 10 points. 36-26. The Tigers have scored the last 6 points here in the ballgame. As we approach the halfway point of this third quarter, Stidham goes over to Sickler. Deep in the corner of the right side. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. They'll try the left side now. Bounce pass comes over here to Kelsey Stidham behind his screen. Moves it inside the free throw circle. Won't throw up the shot. Goes back to Sickler. A three-pointer from the right side is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Annie Graylish of Hastings. So the Tigers can cut the lead down to single digits here. It's 36-26. Hastings High trailing. Here's Johnson with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. Double team. Bounce pass down in the corner. Knappel drives the baseline. Her shot is up there. No good. Bound for the rebound. Jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Carney. Elizabeth Franzen is tied up in the play there on the jump ball. So the Tigers are trying to sneak back into the ball game here. 3 minutes and 37 seconds to play in the third quarter. 36-26. Carney has got the lead. Running back the other way is going to be Claire Sickler with the ball. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory in the corner. Now drives the ball toward the goal against Johnson. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tigers with a rebound. That's Pankratz with the ball to Johnson. She has her pass intercepted. Driving for the hole. A shot no good. And we got a foul called. So the Tigers turn it away here in backcourt. That's their 12th turnover of the ball game, and now Carney's going to be shooting some free throws. That's going to be Snyder going back to the free throw line. Personal foul whistled on the Tigers. It's going to be on Johnson. That's going to be her third foul. So now Knappel has got three. Jamie Johnson has got three. Anna Graylish has got two for the Tigers. Snyder to the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Skylar Snyder now 5 out of 6 in the free throw line. She's got 15 points in the ball game tonight for Carney High. Here comes Abby Ray into the ball game now for Carney, replacing Brianna Miller. So Abby Ray comes into the ball game now for Carney High head coach Jason Boyd. Here comes another free throw from Skylar Snyder. Shot is up there, is good. Snyder with 16 points in the ball game. Now she's going to get a brief rest. Lauren Spiker is going to come into the ball game now for Carney High. So Spiker, a 5'9" and sophomore. Carney has got a 12-point lead at 38-16. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Tigers have the ball. Here at the elbow, that's going to be Franzen with it now. Loses it to the free throw line. Anna Graylish back outside. Pankratz has got it. Carney is in a man-to-man defense now. He played a little zone in the first half of play. Here's Elizabeth Franzen. Lobs it inside. There's a shot taken by Graylish. That's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Goes back up and scores, falling down with the ball. Anna Graylish scores in the paint there. She's got 9 points in the ball game. And again, the Tigers are within 10 points at 38-28. We're down to 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. There's a Claire Sickler with the ball. Moves it to the left side. Now reverses. There's a lob pass inside to Ray, and she is hit on the play. The foul is going to be called. They got the ball right in front of the hole there to Abby Ray of Kearney. And a foul here is going to be called on Hastings High. It's going to be on Anna Graylish. That's going to be her third personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on the Tigers here in the second half. So a non-shooting situation. Carney will play things in. 2:32 to play third quarter, 38-28. Carney with the lead. Abby Ray with the ball right here at the elbow, right side of the lane. Double team. Ray gets it back out here in the three-point territory. Hastings High is in a very loose man-to-man defense Here's a clear Sickler with the ball on the high post. Ray has got it. Scores around to the bucket right there at the elbow. Now drives the ball toward the hole. A shot over Graylish is going to be no good. Rebound Hastings High. Tigers come down the near sideline. That's going to be Maddie Stokes. And now they bring it into the offensive zone here. Trailing by 10 points in the ball game. Stokes, free throw line extended all the way to the right sideline. Bounce pass to the elbow, right side of the lane. That's Franzen with the ball, and she throws it away. Trying to take it over to the left wing, way over the head of Pankratz. Into the student body section on the far sideline. Turnover number 13 on Hastings High. Here comes Snyder back into the ball game now for Kearney. Sickler comes to the bench. 1 minute, 55 seconds to play in the third. Kearney is out on top of Hastings High by a score of 38-28. Bearcats come back with the ball in their offensive zone. Tigers will meet them now, man on man. Here's Stidham with the ball. Gets away from Pankratz. Moves the ball down on the baseline, and the foul is going to be called. Stidham took it out of the dribble to the baseline on the right side of the lane. Pankratz picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be Sophia's first. Team foul number 5 with the Tigers. Still a non-shooting situation. Kearney will play things in. 1:44 to play in the third. Kearney 38, Hastings 28. Girls High School basketball. And now we've got a timeout called here from Jason Boyd as the Bearcats unable to get the ball inbounded there. So he calls a timeout. 1:44 to play here in quarter number 3. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 38, Hastings 28.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups, and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Kearney has got the lead over the Hastings High Tigers. It is 38-28. We got a minute and 44 seconds to play here in the third quarter tonight. Kearney led at halftime 28-16. Got the boys game coming up next here on the Breeze. Kearney, after the timeout, will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with that 10-point lead. We'll see what they have worked up here. Here's Abby Ray with the ball. Comes out here in the three-point territory. Down to the left wing. An entry pass to get it back inside. A shot is taken. It's going to be no good by Ray. And the rebound comes out of Hastings High. Tigers have the ball with a chance to cut it down to single digits here late in the third quarter. Here's Maddie Stokes to the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Right in front of the Hastings High bench. Lobs it down low. Graylish has got the ball. A little short jumper from the right baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ray. Here come the Kearney High Bearcats. Long pass down to Ford and Snyder. She drives her. Shot's going to be blocked out of her hands. Out of bounds. Anna Graylish getting back on defense there. And Graylish knocks the ball out of bounds. It's going to be Kearney inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with a minute and 12 seconds to play. Bearcats leading by 10 points. Ray has got the ball. Ray out here in three-point territory as he moved over to Sickler with the ball. Sickler now to Stidham. Out here 25 feet away from the basket. Goes on the far sideline. That's Skyler Snyder with the ball. Snyder puts it on the floor. Dribbles once. Comes out now between the circles to Kelsey Stidham. Under a minute to play here for Kearney in the third quarter. Bearcats have a 10-point lead. 38-28 over the Tigers. Ray has got the ball. Ray moves it over on the wing. There's an entry pass down low. And a shot is up and in.
Laura Spiker,
who just tucked into the ball game, scoring there for Kearney. That's her first field goal, 40-28 on the other end. A shot is up there and in by Pankratz, and she's fouling the play. Pankratz on the short right baseline scores. He is fouling the play here, so Pankratz will go to the free throw line. That's her first field goal of the ball game for Hastings High. The personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Kearney. It's going to go on Stidham. That's going to be her second. So Pankratz to the free throw line. He's been averaging 10 points per ballgame. That's her first field goal of the night, and occurs with 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. Pankratz will have one. Her shot is up there and good. A three-point play. So Hastings High is now within 9 points here in the third quarter. It's now 40-31 with 35.3 seconds to play in the third. Tigers now applying some pressure here in backcourt. Kearney has got a six-game winning streak on the line here tonight against Hastings High. A Class B opponent driving toward the goal. A shot is up there and in. That's going to be Stidham. She takes it all the way and scores in the paint there. For Kearney High, she's now got 8 points in the ballgame, 42-31. Kearney again leading by 11 points. Hastings to the ball. Sophia Pankratz, entry pass to get it down low. The Graylisher shot off the window is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Kearney. Stidham has got the ball down the near sideline. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Stidham drives the ball down to the left baseline. Her shot is up and in. That was too easy. Kelsey Stidham scores with about a second to play, and that's the end of quarter number three. Stidham has now got 10 points in the ballgame. Kearney has got a 13-point lead after three quarters. It's Kearney 44, Hastings High 31. You're listening to girls high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Kearney High has got the lead over Hastings High. Girls High School basketball here tonight. The score is 44-31. Again, tomorrow night here on The Breeze, we've got men's college basketball. Nebraska playing on the road tomorrow in Ann Arbor, Michigan, against the 10th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. On the air with a pregame show with the guys at about 4:30 tomorrow. The tip-off will be at 5:30, so an early one tomorrow between Nebraska and Michigan. We'll have it here on The Breeze. Then on Thursday night, we've got girls high school basketball from Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders taking on Hastings St. Cecilia, 7:15 for the pregame show. Tip-off will be at 7:30. That on Thursday night here on The Breeze. Hastings High within 13 points of Kearney to begin this fourth quarter of play. There's Pankratz. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. And then Kearney grabs the rebound, and the ball is going to be deflected out of bounds. So Hastings had the lead down to single digits at 9 points at 40-31 with 35 seconds to play in quarter number three. Right now it's 13 points as we start the fourth quarter. 44-31. Kearney has got the lead. Bearcats now bringing the ball up against the Hastings High pressure. Snyder gets away. Snyder drives down the right side of the lane. A running layup is going to be up there. No good. The ball swatted out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. So Kearney will play things in. Last touchdown there by Maddie Stokes of Hastings High. Kearney will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 7:35 to play in the ball game here tonight from the Tiger Gym. They lob the ball into the lane. They get it back over on the right side. That's Snyder with the ball. Skyler Snyder. There's a pass into the paint. Jump ball is going to be called here. A jump ball is going to be called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Kearney, so the Bearcats will maintain control, and they'll play it in again. Baseline right side and into their own basket. Down to the scorer's table, checking in for Hastings will be Jamie Johnson. Johnson coming in. Maddie Stokes checking out. Again, Bailey Petzold, one of the starters for Hastings this season, is out tonight with a flu. Will not play. 44-31 is the score. Kearney has got the lead. There's a Sickler with the ball out here in three-point territory, picked up by Johnson. Sickler dribbles to the wing on the right side, throws the ball to the near side, and it's going to be finally retrieved here by Kearney as the ball got away. Brandon Miller picks it up right in front of the Kearney bench. There's a cut of back with the ball. Now they move it out to Sickler on the far sideline. That's Snyder with the ball, holds it. They work it back around to the left wing. Over here is going to be Claire Sickler with the ball. Back out on top to Stidham. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound Hastings, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul here will go on Kearney with 6:57 to play in the fourth quarter. Cutterback picks up the personal foul. It's going to be her second. So Kearney has got four team fouls here in the second half of play. Hastings has got five. Tigers are trailing by 13 points here in girls high school basketball. Hastings back with the ball on the wing. That's Libby Knappel. Libby Knappel comes out to Franzen. Franzen down to Pankratz for three. Her shot is up there. Top of the front iron. No good. Pankratz has the rebound. She falls down in the lane in a traveling violation. Pankratz got the offensive board after she misses the three-point field goal attempt. And she falls down in the lane. A traveling violation on the Tigers. That gives it right back to Kearney. 44-31. Bearcats have the lead. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Sickler breaks the press easily as she brings it into the offensive zone. A 13-point lead for the Bearcats. Sickler dribbling with the ball against Johnson. Passes over there to Stidham. Free throw line on the right side. Comes down to the top of the circle. That's a cutback with the ball. Now to Snyder. Back out to a Sickler. 25 feet away from the basket. Picked up by Johnson of Hastings. The Tigers are in the man-to-man defense. There's Snyder with the ball. Free throw line. Brianna Miller over here on the wing. Stidham holds it. Holds it. Now lobs the ball into the lane. Grabbing it down there is Snyder. And her shot is up and in. Skylar Snyder having a whale of a ball game. She's got 18 points in the ball game here for Kearney. She's been averaging 8.8 on the season. And Kearney has now opened up a 15-point lead over Hastings. 46-31. Tigers have the ball. Here's Graylish from 15. Shot good. Anna Graylish scores. She's now got 11 points in the ball game for the Tigers. 46-33. A 13-point lead for Kearney High. Here's Snyder with the ball. Comes back out here to Claire Sickler. She holds it. Now retreats out here in three-point territory. Comes over to Stidham on the left wing. Top of the key. That's cut it back with the ball. Over to Snyder. Free throw line. It's extended right side. Two-headed pass back out to Sickler. Kearney High not looking for too much of a shot. Now we'll take a three-pointer from Stidham. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Sickler. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. And the foul is going to be called. Kearney was just working the ball around the Hastings defense there. Finally, they throw up a three-pointer. They get the offensive board, and a personal foul is going to be called here. Franzen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So it's going to be Claire Sickler going to the free throw line for Kearney. Her shot is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. Sickler is a 51% foul shooter in the season. She is now 40 out of 78 from the free throw line. She's got 6 points in the ball game here tonight and 3 field goals. Next shot is up there is good. She nails 1 out of 2. 47-33. Kearney has got the lead. Bearcats have led this baby from the opening tap. They got to a 6-0 lead here in this one, and Hastings has not been able to even sniff the lead here in this one. Here's Graylish from the free throw line. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down in the paint to cut it back. Kearney has got a 14-point lead, under 5 minutes to go. Here's a Sickler driving back, loses control. Stidham picks up the ball and then scores with it on the left baseline. Kelsey Stidham scoring there. She's now got 12 points in the ballgame, 49-33. Kearney by 16. Tigers have the ball back in their offensive zone. Knappel, entry pass to Franzen, outside to Johnson. Bombs away for three right down through the hole. Jamie Johnson nails her second three-pointer in the ballgame. She's got 6 points. And now the Tigers want to call a timeout. Hastings within 13 points now. Timeout Hastings, 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Kearney 49, Hastings 36.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here at the Tiger Gym, the jungle up at Hastings High tonight. Kearney is out on top of Hastings by a score of 49-36. A few great souls here have gotten to the gym here for the second half of our doubleheader between Hastings and Kearney. We didn't have very many folks to start off this ball game, but fans are starting to filter in for the boys' game here in just a few minutes between the Bearcats and the Tigers on a snowy Tuesday across the state of Nebraska. Here's a Stidham with the ball. Gets it out here to a Sickler on the wing. Drives the ball to the paint. Here's a bounce pass down here to Snyder. Shot for the left baseline is going to be no good. Rebound Hastings High. So the Tigers are trailing by 13 points here in the ball game. Tigers have the ball as they hustle back the other way halfway through this fourth quarter from the Tiger gym. This is Jamie Johnson with the ball over to Pankratz. Free throw line extended left side. Pankratz entry pass to get it to Franzen. She falls down with the ball and she loses it in the lane. And now we got a timeout called here as Franzen goes down and at least got possession of it right in front of the basket. And now Hastings High calls the timeout. The Kearney coaches didn't think that Franzen had the possession, but Hastings High has granted the timeout. 3 minutes and 54 seconds to play. We'll take a timeout. Kearney has got the lead as the Bearcats 49, Hastings 36.
We're the new Get More Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Whether you get more, Superstore. Outlet. Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So Hastings High will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. The entry pass comes in here, and it's going to be intercepted. Out of the timeout and off of the inbound pass. The Tigers turn the ball away. That's their 14th turnover of the ball game, and now they commit to personal foul on the opposite end with 3:49 to play in the basketball game. Jamie Johnson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her fourth, and that's going to send Claire Sickler to the free throw line for Kearney. She's got 7 points in the basketball game. It's 49-36. The Bearcats looking for their seventh straight win here tonight. This will be a 1-1 situation for Sickler. She puts it up there, and the shot's going to be good. So she'll get the bonus. Sickler has now got 8 points in the ball game. The Kearney lead is back up to 14 points at 50-36. Their biggest lead has been 15 in this ball game. Next shot is up there and in. So Sickler has now got 9 points in the ball game, and it's back up to a 15-point lead. 51-36. The Tigers threatening to lose their second straight ball game here tonight after dropping one to Adams Central last Tuesday night here at the Tiger Gym. Driving for the hole is going to be Knapple. Her shot's going to be up there no good. She runs over a defender down there, and a charging foul is going to be called on Knapple. That's the fourth foul on Libby Knapple as she runs over. She runs over Peyton Cunnaback down here for Kearney High. So Kearney has a chance to increase their lead right here. 51-36 is the score. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Kearney has got the ball. Getting it back into the offensive zone is going to be Claire Sickler. She works out on top against the Johnson. There's a feed on the wing to a Stidham. Back out here between the circles to Sickler. They moved over to Snyder. Out of Stidham at the elbow, left side. Here's Sickler driving for the hole. Ball is going to be knocked loose, but it's picked up here. Stidham has got it. Back out to Sickler. On the wing on the right side, Hastings High, a man-to-man defense. Cut it back with the ball, top of the circle. Left side is Snyder. She holds it. Holds it. Comes back out on top to Sickler. And now we got a foul called. Dropping to her seat of her pants over there at the top of the key was Peyton Cutterback. The foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Hastings, and Cutterback will go to the free throw line now for the Kearney High Bearcats. Sophia Pankratz picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. So Cutterback to the free throw line, a 67% foul shooter on the season. 40 out of 59. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the front end of the bonus, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. The Tigers are down by 15 points. Here's Pankratz with the ball. Sophia Pankratz moves it to the left side of the lane. There's a feed down in the corner. Johnson for three. Shot is good again. Jamie Johnson has nailed 3 three-pointers in this ball game. She had been hitting only 22% from three-point territory. She's got 3 in this contest. All 3 three-pointers here in the second half. And Hastings back to within 12 points at 51-39. Down to 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Here's Skylar Snyder with the ball 25 feet away from the basket. They get it to Brianna Miller over to the right side. Stidham has got the ball to Sickler. Wide open here at the top of the circle, but won't take the shot. On the left wing, this is going to be Kelsey Stidham with the ball again. Back out to Cutterback. Looks like the Bearcats is running some clock here. We're down to 2:09 to play in the fourth quarter. Kearney has got a 51-39 lead. Sickler with the ball. Back out here to Stidham. She holds it high above her head just on the wing. Nope. Defense right here by Hastings High. Now we got a pass out on top. It's going to be a jump ball situation. And here's Annie Graylish ties up Miller. And now we got a foul called. One official calls a jump ball. The other one calls the foul from behind all the action there. And the foul is going to go on the Tigers. It's going to go on Pankratz. That's going to be a check. That's going to go on Annie Graylish. That's going to be her fourth. So it's going to be Brandon Miller going to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Miller is now 2 out of 5 on free throws. That was the 10th team foul in Hastings, and now the rest of the fouls will be 2-shot variety here. Miller will have one more. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. Shot is up. The next one is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High Tigers. Tigers have the ball. Here comes Pankratz running back the other way. Tigers are down by 12. Pankratz on the wing here on the right side. Moves it down to Knapple in the corner. Here's the elbow pass as they get it to France, and her shot is up there. It's going to be no good off of the back iron. Rebound comes down to Cutterback. Cut it back with the board now. Down the right sideline to Claire Sickler. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Picked up by Johnson defensively for Hastings. Bounce pass here on the wing on the left side. That's Snyder with the ball. Comes out between the circles again. Brianna Miller with it now. Gets it in the hands of Stidham. Here's a Claire Sickler still playing beyond the three-point circle. We're down to a minute and 17 seconds to play. Sickler sends the ball here on the near sideline. But there is going to be a Stidham as they do work the ball around the perimeter. Cutterback has got it. Now in the wing to Snyder. She holds the ball. Snyder dribbles once. Comes out between the circles to a Stidham. Who hands it away out here to Claire Sickler. 59 seconds to play here in this fourth quarter. Kearney has got a 12-point lead. Hastings High just content with playing cat and mouse here as they chase the cat around here on the offensive end. There's Claire Sickler with the ball. Sickler works against Johnson, and now we've got a foul called away from all the action. That was Peyton Cutterback, again, on the seat of her pants down there, just the right side of the basket, and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings High. Elizabeth Franzen picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your third. So Cutterback goes to the free throw line here for Kearney. She is 0 for 1 from the stripe tonight, 67% for the season. Has not scored so far in this ball game. Rashana's up there. It's good. So that breaks her ice. He's got 1 point in the ball game. Averages 7 on the season. 52-39. Kearney rolling past Hastings High tonight in girls high school basketball. Next shot by Cutterback. In and out. And back in again. It's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 53-39. Kearney is led by 15 for their biggest lead in this contest. There's Pancratz. Jacks up at 3. Her shot no good. Rebound Kearney. Bearcats have the ball down the near sideline. Sickler has got it. Sickler gets away, drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there. It's good. She banks one home. Claire Sickler scores. She has now got 11 points in the ball game. It's 55-39. Kearney has got the lead. Johnson with the ball down to Pancratz. Pancratz sends it to the free throw line. To Graylish back out to Johnson for 3. Shot is up there. No good. As she misses the tray, rebound comes down to the Bearcats with 9 seconds to go. Cut it back with the board. Goes over to Claire Sickler. And Sickler will bring things up here for Kearney. 2 seconds, 1 second. This one is in the books. The Kearney High Bearcats win their 7th straight game here tonight over the Hastings High Tigers, who dropped their 2nd straight. It was Kearney winning tonight in girls high school basketball over Hastings High by a score of 55-39. We've got the postgame show coming up next here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So this one in the books here tonight at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High as Kearney beats Hastings in girls high school basketball final score of 55-39. Welcome into the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports has been keeping you geared up for the games for years and will for years to come, too. You can call them at their Ord storefront location today. See them before the games begin for a great selection to choose from. Get your game on at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. So, Connie, they run their record down to 13 wins and 5 losses on the season. They've won 7 games in a row. Hastings High now dropping to 7 wins and 9 losses as they drop their 2nd one in a row tonight. Kearney jumped out to the early lead, 6-0. In fact, the Bearcats never trailed in this basketball game. It wasn't until the 4:46 mark of the first quarter that Hastings scored the first point of the ball game. Didn't score the first field goal for a couple of more minutes as Carney already had a 10-3 lead at that time, led 14-7 at the end of the first quarter. Carney then outscoring Hastings 14-9 in the second quarter. The Bearcats led 28-16 at halftime, 44-31 after three quarters. Hastings High did come within 9 points with 35 seconds to play in the third quarter at 40-31, but that's as close as they got. They trailed by 13 at the end of three, 44-31, and they dropped one here tonight to Carney by a score of 55-39. Scoring in the ball game for Carney High, they were led tonight by Skylar Snyder. She scores 18 points in the ball game. Snyder had 6 field goals, and she was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Skylar Snyder leading the way for Carney with 18 points. Kelsey Stidham, she comes up with 12 points in the ball game. She had 5 two-point field goals, and she was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Claire Sickler, she had 11 points tonight. She had 4 field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Carney, we see Abby Ray. She had a couple of field goals and 4 points tonight. Brianna Miller, she had 6 points. She had 2 field goals, and she was 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. Peyton Cutterback, she hit 2 out of 3 free throws late in the ball game for early points in the contest. And Lauren Spiker, she got a field goal and 2 points here in the basketball game here tonight. Carney, 15 out of 19 from the free throw line. Unofficially, just 5 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings, they hit 8 out of 12 from the free throw line tonight. They turned the ball over 14 times. The Tigers were led tonight by Anna Graylish as she scores 11 points here in the ball game. Graylish had 5 field goals, and she was 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 11. Jamie Johnson, she had 3 three-point field goals. She had 9 points in the game tonight. Libby Knapple, she had 8 points. Knapple had 3 field goals, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Elizabeth Franzen, she had 7 points. Franzen had 2 field goals, and she was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Also scoring for Hastings was Sophia Pankratz, and she comes up with 4 points in the basketball game tonight. She had a field goal, and she was 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. So the Hastings High Tigers, they are now 7-9 on the season. The Tigers lose their second straight ball game. Coming up next for Hastings High will be Omaha Scott Catholic. That'll be a Saturday game here at the Tiger Gym. Omaha Scott started the night with a record of 11 wins and 5 losses. So a tough one coming up on Saturday against Omaha Scott. Meanwhile, Carney, they have won 7 games in a row. They are now 13-5 on the season. And Carney's next ball game is coming up later on in the week. That'll be on Friday night as they take on Lincoln North Star at home. And they'll play at Columbus on Saturday night. Again, our score here in the girls' ball game, it was Carney beating Hastings High tonight by a score of 55-39. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We have got the boys' game coming up next. We'll take a timeout here. When we come back, we'll chat with the coaches and get you set for some more high school basketball coverage for you on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.